Good morning. Good to see you all. Question. How do you know if there's going to be a party?
I have no idea.
You get an invitation?
We should see cake.
You usually see cake.
Or smell something good.
Or smell something good, baking or cooking.
Is there cake outside?
What? There's presents. Did you see a cake outside?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who had some of the cake already?
Mommy.
Dope. Oh, good cake. I had a piece. It was really good. It's good. Parties are all about cake, right?
Yeah.
How about, no, says Iara, really? No, welcome. What are parties all about?
Celebration.
Celebration? Importance of variety of things. About what? What were you going to say? You said something really important. Did you say the birthday? Yeah. Often we have parties for birthdays and weddings. Today at church, you're right, we had cake, which signifies something really big often. We have cake here a lot at LCH. We like cake. But even more than liking cake, we like to celebrate. So we had a party at the 8 o'clock service that I want to share with you today, too. Can we go back here for a second? We had a party, and this morning at the 8 o'clock service, the party included this. Do you know what this is? Yeah, this is the baptismal font. Someone got baptized this morning. A little boy named Bravery, who's about 2 years old, was baptized, and he stood on a stool right here with his little cute blue tie on, and he's bending over, and I baptized him. So this candle this morning, because we had a baptism, was also lit. So that's another way to know that we're going to have a party, is when this candle is lit. It's often a sign of celebration. But sometimes that candle is lit, and yes, we're celebrating, but it's a difficult time. Any ideas? What?
When someone dies?
You are so right on. We light that candle at a baptism, and we also light that candle when someone dies. We celebrate their life, or we have their memorial service, or sometimes it's called a funeral, and that's lit then as well. So we link a person's death with their baptism. A baptism here at the font is like a birthday. A birthday in the church. A birthday to celebrate becoming a part of a brand new family. So this morning, you got a new brother. You got a new brother in Christ, and his name is Bravery, and he's about 2 years old, and he's really cute. And we get to pray for him and celebrate with him, but also these waters were also waters connecting us to our baptism and making us all one family. Get over here. Together in faith. So I'm really glad you're here, because sometimes we get to celebrate together really great things, and sometimes we get to celebrate but also have difficult things like when people die. But no matter what, we are remember that we are together because God loves us and we are called in our waters of baptism. Pray with me before you head back, will you? Lord God, we give you thanks for the waters of baptism, that you have called us together to be your people of faith. Build us up, help us to be true brothers and sisters to one another, serving you and loving your world. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Thanks, everybody. You may head back.